माधव कुंज बिहारी।
प्रेमानंद
गोपी जाना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदरक से श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेशिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन अनंत कोटि वैष्णव क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेटर बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 9 Chapter entitled Dhruva Maharaj Return Home, Text 9. Nonam विमुष्टमतयः तव माययाते ये त्वां भवाप्यय विमोक्षणम् अन्यहेतो अर्चन्ति कल्पकतरुं कुनपक कुनप उपभोग्यम् इच्छन्ति यत् स्पर्शजं निरये अपि नृणां नूनं विमुष्टमतयस्तव मायया ते ये त्वां भवाप्यय विमोक्षणमन्यहेतो अर्चन्ति कल्पकतरुं गुणपोपभोग्यम् इच्छन्ति यत्स्पर्शजं निरयेऽपि नृणाम् नूनं विमुष्टमतयस्तव मायया ते ये त्वां भवाप्यय विमोक्षणमन्यहेतो अर्चन्ति कल्पकतरुं गुणपोपभोग्यम् इच्छन्ति यत्स्पर्शजं निरयेऽपि नृणाम् Mataji's नूनं सटनली विमुष्टमतय दोस हु हैव लॉस्ट देयर राइट इंटेलिजेंस तव योर मायया बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी ते दे ये हु त्वां यू भव फ्रॉम बर्थ अप्यय एंड डेथ विमोक्षणम् द कॉज ऑफ लिबरेशन अन्य हेतो फॉर अदर पर्पसेस अर्चन्ति वर्शिप कल्पकतरुम हू आर लाइक द डिजायट्री कुनप ऑफ दिस डेड बॉडी उपभोग्यम सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन इच्छन्ति दे डिजायर यत् दैट विच स्पर्शजम derived by touch sensation niraye inhale api even nrinam for persons translation and purport by his divine grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada
Translation: persons who worship you simply for the sense gratification of this bag of skin are certainly influenced by your illusory energy. In spite of having you while like a desiratory and the cause of liberation from birth and death, foolish persons such as me desire benedictions from you for sense gratification, which is available even for those who live in hellish conditions. Purport: Dhruva Maharaj repented because he had come to the Lord to render devotional service for material profit. He here condemns his attitude: only due to gross lack of knowledge does one worship the Lord for material profit or sense gratification. The Lord is like a desire tree. Anyone can have whatever he desires from the Lord, but people in general do not know what kind of benediction they should ask from him. Happiness derived from the touch of skin or sensuous happiness is present in the life of hogs and dogs. Such happiness is very insignificant. But devotee worships the Lord for such insignificant happiness. He must be considered devoid of all knowledge. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So, as part of this weekly classes on weekends, I would like to cover a theme I just took in one of my online classes, which is prayer or vandanam. So, I would do it over four lectures. So, there are four elements in prayer as given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vandanam is a integral element of the nine aspects of devotional service. And when we are going through the storyline in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we come through these prayers again and again. And personally, I have observed and witnessed in the life of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, one of the major sources of strength which he derives in his devotional service is through prayer. The source of the spiritual energy, as far as I have seen, is he has the ability to pray very deeply with pure intention and for prolonged period. In fact, the whole world has gone into a lockdown in the month of April this year. But for the last 25 years, I know every April he goes into lockdown in Chicago. So, you know, his lifestyle in month of April has been like this for last 25 years. As soon as he goes back from India and London, he goes to Chicago, and then he is practically in seclusion. And then he has his, you know, harmonium there and a tambura and this and that. So he keeps singing the bhajans of various acharyas, keeps studying scriptures, writing. So one of the scholars, Dr. Larry Shin, I was reading yesterday, after ISKCON went through tremendous setbacks in the 80s, especially the period between 81 to 87 was very, I would say, earth-shattering for ISKCON. And in fact, if the incidents in those period had not happened, then ISKCON would be at another level today. But several leaders of very high stature, they departed in that period, left the movement. So Dr. Larry Shin, who has been observing ISKCON right from Srila Prabhupada's time, he makes a very beautiful point that actually the followers of ISKCON should study Srila Prabhupada's life and understand that the most important thing, the most important reason why ISKCON has been created is to perfect one's own practice. And in the life of Srila Prabhupada, one could see how much energy and absorption he had in the practice of Krishna consciousness. And so, attention given to the diligent practice of Krishna consciousness is more important than all kinds of you know, positioning for actually doing effective outreach and things like that. Because all of the outreach and other elements will automatically follow the practice of the process. And therefore, he said that he saw a tendency amongst the leaders at that particular point in time to be someone what they are not. And so, the focus shifted from absorbed practice of the process to actually trying to position oneself to be someone. And that was the main cause of all the shake-ups which happened in that period. So therefore, this principle of vandanam or prayer is very important. And so the four elements of prayer in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which we find, is first, prayer as an element of praise, where one is praising the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His name, form, qualities and pastime. Devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam are praising Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. Then there are the elements of praise in the form of thanksgiving, expression of gratitude. Another set of prayers are in gratitude. The third element of prayer is devotees make a prayer to Krishna, making a request, offering a prayer with a request connected to that. And fourth kind of prayers in the Bhagavatam we find is devotees offer prayer seeking forgiveness for offenses committed, for mistakes done, and it is an element of expressing prayer for forgiveness. So we will have four sessions on each one of these four elements whenever, you know, we get scheduled. The first element today I would like to focus on is prayer with the element of praise, where the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna are glorified. And so the first element is name, and when Kunti Maharani is praying to Krishna, she expresses that Krishna is only available to that person who is completely devoid of material possessions. Namo akinchana vittaya nivritta guna vrittaye atma ramaya shantaya kaivalya pataye. So this mood that Krishna is the possession of those who consider themselves to be without any possessions. But in Padyavali, Rupa Goswami says that one of the greatest possessions which a devotee can have is his ability to possess the holy name. And therefore, he says, vicharyani vicheyani vichintyani punah punah krapanascha dhanani vatvannamani bhavantuna. That, my dear Lord, I want to collect your holy name, count and remember, just like a wealthy person collects money, counts his money and remembers the money. Like that, I want to collect, count and remember your holy name. Krapanasya dhanani vatvan namani bhavantuna. And therefore, in the most famous pastime of Ajamil, so in the fifth canto ends with the description of hellish planets, and before that is all the description of the various planets. And so His Holiness Bhaktacharu Maharaj was asked the question, why such difficult geography and all is described in the fifth canto? And why so many devotees in ISKCON during Prabhupada's time had difficulty comprehending and harmonizing all of those explanations of the fifth canto Bhagavatam of the geography of the universe vis-a-vis the modern scientific explanation, and few devotees experienced crisis of faith and they left the movement also, or they lost faith in Prabhupada also. So Bhaktacharya Maharaj said that the prerequisite for having faith in the holy name is to have faith in Shastra. So therefore the fifth canto is like a gate. Only when one declares, even after reading the descriptions, that the sun is closer than the moon. So it is like Vyasdev is asking, do you believe? If you say yes, okay, then he'll allow you to go further and enter into the holy name, sixth canto, the Ajamil pastime. If you say no, I have to think about it. So then he'll say, okay, I'll also think about letting you in or not into the sixth canto. So the entrance into the sixth canto is subject to one's having unflinching faith in the words of the previous acharyas. And therefore, Ajamil, in his prayers of regret, he says, before that, Namno hi yavati shakti papa nirharane hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki nara. So the point is brought about, how much sin can you perform? It's like challenge. How much sin can you do? 24/7 is given to you, unlimited resources are given. How much will you sin? If you do this much of sin, and if you think you have committed the maximum sin, but the power of the holy name to purify you is more than your power to sin. Tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam patakani. So this is not an inspiration to sin, but this is to show that the holy name has such purifying effect. So therefore, Ajamil's prayers after the Vishnudutas leave and give him a reprieve from the Yamadutas, that section is beautiful, where Ajamil is glorifying from his heart the holy name. And then he says, kva chaham kitava papa brahmagna nirapatrapa kva cha narayana tyeti bhagavan nama mangalam. My dear Lord, generally a person of this world does due diligence before he decides to establish a relationship with somebody. Because establishing relationship and allowing someone to enter into your private space is making yourself vulnerable to the other person's influences. And therefore we do due diligence. What is the background? We do a background check, understand whether the person is worth coming close or not. But the holy name is so merciful and magnanimous. Kva chaham kitava papa, I was so sinful. Brahmagna, I was a killer of the Brahminical culture. Nirapatrapa, I was totally shameless. But the holy name, kva cha narayanati eti bhagavan nama mangalam. The holy name is so pure and auspicious that without even considering and asking what has been the extent of sin committed by Ajamil, the holy name just manifested and did its effect of attracting the Vishnudutas, and therefore I have been saved by the intervention of these Vishnudutas, and I am extremely grateful to the holy name for being so compassionate. So the compassionate element of the holy name is described here. When our Shukracharya is questioned by Vamandev that you tried your level best to protect your disciple Bali Maharaj, but still you failed, right? And what do you think about it? So what was his reply? Mantratas tantratas chidram. desha kalahara vastuta. That yes, I am perfect in all kinds of rituals. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the opinion of one of the most perfect Smartha Brahmanas. You cannot get more perfect than Shukracharya in all the rules and regulations and rituals. Sarvam karoti nishchidram anusankirtanam tava. So he says, my dear Lord, all the shortcomings in all these rituals are overcome by the sankirtan, by the chanting of the glories of your holy name, like that. And so the acharya for the holy name, as empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Thakur Haridas. So when Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya are together in Shantipur, so at that time they demonstrate the most inconceivable potency which exists within the heart of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava, by the chanting of the holy names, just like Thakur Haridas was chanting every day, 300,000 names. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has empowered Thakur Haridas for being the Naam Acharya, to be the Acharya of the holy name. And that is described here as Sanyasi Pandit Ganer Korite Garvanash Niche Shudra Dwara Koren Dharmera Prakash. Haridasa Dwara Nama Mahatmya Prakash Sanatana Dwara Bhakti Siddhanta Vilas. So Thakur Haridas has demonstrated his absorption in chanting. And by the process of chanting of the holy names, one experiences the deepest bliss within the core of his heart. Nirvikar Haridas Gambhir Ashay Bolite Lagila Tare Hoya Sadai. That bliss is so deep that any external so-called pleasure of this world cannot shake that. And so, when this Maya Devi comes and tries to shake Haridas, he is nirvikar, unshakable. Gambhir ashay, his intention is very deep, fixed, because he is simply experiencing the bliss in his intention of serving and pleasing Krishna every moment. That intention which is expressing, I want to serve you, I want to please you, that is inundating him in such an ocean of bliss, that Krishne nama vishtamana sada Haridas aranye rodit hoila stribhava prakash. That Thakur Haridas is completely absorbed in chanting of the holy name Krishne nam avishtamana. And so aranye rodit hoila, that Maya Devi coming and making all kinds of gestures, was just like a cry of someone in the wilderness. Stribhava Prakash. So therefore, the chanting of the holy name for such great souls, it just drowns them in bliss. But the amazing quality of the pleasure experienced by the Vaishnava is, to the extent the Vaishnava drowns deeper and deeper in the ocean of pleasure in his intention to serve the Lord, inconceivably, the more sensitive he becomes to experience the pain of others. And so that same heart which is drowning in bliss starts shivering and trembling in pain by seeing, understanding and experiencing others' pain and suffering in this world. So this is the most inconceivable aspect, that how can pain and pleasure exist simultaneously within the same heart? And how will that experience be? So therefore here it says, Jagata nistara lagi kore na chintan abhaishnava jagata ke mone huibe mochan. So both Thakur Haridas and Advaita Acharya are thinking, contemplating, Jagata nistara lagi, how the world can be delivered, korena chintan, they are contemplating. Abhaishnava jagata kemone hoibe mochan. How can this world which is suffering due to lack of Krishna consciousness be delivered? So both are experiencing the bliss of Krishna consciousness, and inconceivably, the more one experiences the bliss of Krishna consciousness, the more one wants to remove the pain of others. That is how the Vaishnava compassion works. And therefore, this is only possible by the inconceivable bhakti potency of the Lord. Duijaner bhaktye chaitanya koila avatar nama prema prachari koila jagatanistar. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended due to the prayer of Thakur Haridas and Advaita Acharya. So the prayer has the power to make the Lord descend. And this prayer was made to the Lord not for themselves. This prayer was made by Thakur Haridas and Advaita Acharya for removing others' pain. And that's what it says here. Avaishnava jagata kemone hoibe mochan. And therefore, duijaner bhaktiye chaitanya koila avatar. By the bhakti, by the devotion of these two, Mahaprabhu made his descent. And nama prema prachari koila jagata udhar. He delivered the world by sharing the nama and prema. And therefore, when a devotee prays, his prayer, his chanting of the holy name is for delivering the suffering of the conditioned souls while simultaneously experiencing the joy of serving the Lord within. So this is the power of prayer, praying to the Nama, Rupa. So in the Dhruva Maharaj pastime, when Narad Muni is giving instructions to Dhruva, he is saying that you should offer prayer to the Lord, remembering the Lord's form. Evam bhagavato rupam subhadram dhyayato mana nirvrittya parayaturanam sampannam na nivartate. That evam, in this way you should offer prayer to the Lord, worship the Lord, meditating on that Lord, bhagavato rupam, and the Lord's form is what? Subhadram. Subhadram means that which only creates auspiciousness. So that which can remove the abhadra within the heart is the subhadra, the auspicious quality and the form of the Lord. Nirvrtya parayaturanam sampannam na nivartate. Meditating on this form, your consciousness will not come down and you will experience the great joy. And in his prayer, Lord Shiva, in Rudra Gita, he prays, Darshanam no didrikshunam dehi bhagavatarchitam rupam priyatamam swanam sarvendriya gunanjanam. That this form of the Lord has the capacity to fulfill and satisfy all my senses. Because the soul has been hankering for the perfect form for millions of lifetimes. And after traveling millions of lifetimes, when the soul comes in contact with the beautiful form of Krishna in the form of the deities, this form of the Lord pleases all the senses to the deepest core. Therefore, Rupam Priyatamam Svanam Sarva Indriya Gunanjanam. It is the best ointment for all the senses and the decoration for all the senses. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his prayers, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, in the Madhyalila, when Kaviraj Goswami is giving the synopsis in the second chapter, he says, Vamshi Ganamrata Dham Lavanyamrata Janmasthan Yena Dekhe Se Chanda Badan. So Mahaprabhu is praying in the mood of Radharani that the only reason the eyes have been created, it is just like, you know, Shaunakadis, they are praying in that series of verses, Barahaite Nayane Naranam, that whole series is there. So like that, he says, what is the point of having the eyes if one is not able to rest these eyes on the form of the Lord? Yena dekhe se chanda badan. Vadan. Vadan is the face of the Lord. That face which is moon-like, if one is not able to see, Vamshi Ganamrita Dham. So what is this face compared to? It is the origin from where the sweet sound of the flute arises, Krishna's face. Lavanyamrita Janmasthan, it is also the birthplace of the embodiment of beauty. So the beauty takes birth from the face of Krishna, Lavanyamrita Janmasthan, and Vamshi Ganamrita Dham, and that is the place from where the flute, sound of the flute originates. Yena dekhe se chanda badan. If one does not see Krishna's face, then se nayane kiba kaj. What is the use of having these eyes? There is no point. And then he goes a little further. Paduk tare munde baj. And he says that on such a person's head, who does not use his eyes to see Krishna's form, thunderbolt should fall. Paduk tare munde baj. Baj is like vajra. Khade khade kya dekh rahe? Bhagawan ka darshan nahi kare? Vajra pade tumhare sar. And therefore, senayene rahe ki karan. What is the point of your eyes if you are unable to see the beautiful form of the Lord? Like that. So therefore, this is the glorification of the Lord's form in hundreds of verses in the scripture. You will find the Lord's form being glorified. And in the 10th canto, Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports, he makes this point in the Krishna book, that by meditating on the eyebrows of Krishna, one is able to counteract the influence of the arrows of Cupid. The Cupid has arrows, which is shot through the bows, and that can be counteracted by meditating on that form. And therefore, one of the devotees in ISKCON, they were writing the realization of what do they do when they are experiencing the greatest difficulty in their Krishna consciousness. When devotees experience crisis of faith, when they experience crisis in their relationship, or they are overwhelmed with doubts and difficulty, or they just feel let down by the association of devotees and they just feel totally devoid of enthusiasm and they feel as if everything is hopeless, then what do they do? So the first thing they say is, number one, intensify their sadhana, intensify their practice of the process, intensify the chanting, intensify the study of Srila Prabhupada's books, go through Prabhupada's purports as if searching for gold in a gold mine. You know, just like there have been in the history many gold rush. Some rumor spreads that in this place gold is there, and hundreds of people leave their homes and everything and come and camp there and keep searching, digging for gold. So when a person is digging for gold and emeralds, how he digs? Like that, one should study Prabhupada's purports, looking for the mine, looking for the jewels of words which ignite hope and enthusiasm. And typically when a devotee in crisis goes through Srila Prabhupada's books, nobody has ever said that they have not found the answer. Because what Prabhupada's books and the Bhagavatam and these pastimes reveal, that you are not the first person in history to have gone through this difficulty. In fact, you are not even the second or third. Your number comes in 1,000,008th. So just by understanding that there is nothing great about the problem I am facing, automatically one feels very useless. That even in experiencing the problem, I am nowhere. So therefore, going through those pastimes, if you feel through the entire Bhagavatam, I cannot find any character which reflects my problem, then go through Ramayana. If going through whole Ramayana, still you can't find any character or any situation where your problem is reflected, go through Mahabharata. That is 4 lakh verses. Ramayana is only 24,000. Just going through 4 lakh verses is so much. You will definitely make sure you find somebody which reflects your problem. So therefore, the Shastra is the best friend, and the holy name together is the first step we should take when we face crisis. The second thing one should do when one faces crisis is, one should reveal one's heart in confidence to a guru. One should not reveal one's heart in confidence to another person in greater crisis. So when a ship is drowning, the ship cannot take shelter of another ship which is already drowned. So therefore, we have to express ourselves in confidence, and then gradually some help can be given. The third principle is that what I am coming to is, we come in front of the deities of the Lord and offer prayers to the deities. And then we should consider the deities to be Krishna themselves, Krishna himself, non-different from Krishna, having the power to reciprocate. So therefore, offering prayer to Krishna in times of crisis, and the beautiful form which are there in front, it offers the greatest opportunity for us to experience that reciprocation. And one of the best examples of that is the Sakshi Gopal pastime. In the pastime of Sakshi Gopal, that Brahmana goes all the way to Vrindavan, and then he tells him that, you know, I am not here for my marriage. I am here so that the other friend of mine, he is going to fall down because of not fulfilling the promise. And Prabhupada mentions that if it was only a marriage transaction, this pastime would not come in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why this pastime comes? is because the transaction between two Vaishnavas is taken very seriously by Krishna himself. So this pastime is a proof of how serious Krishna takes a Vaishnava relationship. Krishna takes a relationship between two devotees so seriously that in order to maintain the faith and the dignity of that relationship, he himself is willing to relocate, risking change in diet, because Vrindavan is a place where roti is given, and Lord was willing to come to Vidyanagar where only rice is given. That's quite a big risk Lord is taking. So therefore, Brahmanera pratigya yai eibada dukh. Kanya paba nahi mora dukh, nahi mora sukh, Brahmanera pratigya yai eibada dukh. I have come here to pray to you, my dear Lord, because my God brother is in difficulty. So we can pray in front of the deities, not just for ourselves, but we can pray for others also. And sometimes when we feel that somehow our words are not having effect on him, we are not able to convince him, nobody is able to convince him, but there is still the hope. Prayer to the deities. So therefore the deities, darshan, exists for us to pray for ourselves and to pray for others. And that's why we have today Akshaya Tritiya Darshan of Madan Mohan. For you to pray to Madan Mohan for yourselves and for others whom you care for. And therefore this prayer to the Lord's beautiful form can be made also in front of the deities as prayer. So these are some of the ways in which we can respond when we are going through crisis, especially praying to the deities. And then the third element of prayer is one prays, offers prayers, glorifying the Lord's qualities, guna. And the guna is the most important element. Harer akshipta guna. In that Atmaram verse, just, you know, before that verse, it is described what actually is that quality which, what is the thing which attracts the Atmaramas? Krishna's qualities. It is Krishna's qualities which attract even the Atmaram. And in our relationship with other devotees, it is the other devotees' qualities which attract us into a sustainable relationship. And therefore Krishna's qualities have to be meditated upon, not just as ordinary, but extraordinary. And so just following this Krishna's form, in the same Rudra Geet series, we find that Snigdha Pravrat Ghanashyamam Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. You know, Krishna's first navel is described, Pura Rechaka Samvigna Vali Valgu Talotaram Nabhya Varta Gabhiraya Prati Shankramanad Vishwam Nabhyavarta Gabhiraya. You know, Lord Shiva is praying that from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu's navel sprouts lotus, and from there comes the material universes. When the material universe comes out, after coming out of Krishna's navel, when the universe looks at Krishna's navel, the universe is so enchanted, the universe regrets, why did I leave such a beautiful source? That was not good. The biggest embodiment of beauty was there, I should not have given up, you know, my connection with that. So the beauty of Krishna is described, but snigdha pravrat ghanashyamam, yes, Krishna's beauty is enchanting, but more enchanting is Krishna's quality, which is sarva saundarya sangrama, is the sum total of all beauties. And the most beautiful part of anybody's quality is their willingness to give credit to others, willingness to glorify others, and that is what is there as Krishna's greatest beauty. Something which is more beautiful than even his form is Krishna's willingness to give credit to Arjuna for the battle. Ram's, you know, quality to give credit to Hanumanji. Krishna in Vrindavan was not popular with Kamsa, but the Goswamis in Vrindavan were very popular with the Brajavasis. Right? What is the verse? Dhira, dhira jano. Popular amongst gentle and the ruffian. Like that. So both. Dhira, dhira jano. And therefore even in Krishna Balaram temple for darshan we find both kinds coming. Dhira, dhira jano. So therefore Prabhupada mentions that the Goswamis, during their stay in Vrindavan, they were popular amongst all. And so Sanatan Goswami especially, where he would travel from village to village in Braj. Rupa Goswami was more scholarly, more academic. Sanatan Goswami was more politically savvy. Sanatan Goswami could just see the face and understand what is going through, what is thinking. So he was a mind reader. So Sanatan Goswami could sit with, you know, people for hours, and he was like the original counselor. But his counselees were the entire Braj. And one of the main mission of Sanatan Goswami was to convince all the Brajavasis that Braj is important. So he was the first person who revealed the Dham to the Dhamvasis, because they were ready to sell off their land to the Muslims and make some money and get out. He had to tell them, this is holy place. They said, oh really, why is it holy? But I am concerned about my daughter's marriage. Then he would sit and hear about why the daughter is not getting married, why this is happening, that is happening, try to resolve. So that's why Sanatan Goswami brought all the people in that entire 84 crores. Kalena Vrindavana Keli Varta Lukte Titvam Khyapaitum Vashishya. So all that understanding was lost. So he is the one who revived by bringing the whole Braj together as a community. That's why he is known as the Guru. And therefore they celebrate his disappearance day as Guru Purunima. So he brought the whole place under one umbrella. And people became so attached to him. As soon as Sanatan Goswami would enter a village, people would welcome him crying. The descriptions are there where everybody in the village would be crying to welcome Sanatan. And when he would sit and spend time with them, speak katha, describe glories of that place, so he would reveal, you know, the importance of how that particular village they were staying, Krishna's pastime took place. And then they would say, oh really? This is how the pastime here took place. This is special. And then he would say, I have to now go to the another village. And they would say, no, no. Please sit. Don't go. They would not allow him to go. In one place, whenever Sanatan Goswami would, you know, recommend I am going, they would say, no, no. Sit. Baitho. Baitho. And that went on for a month. So the name of the village became Baithan. The place where Sanatan Goswami was made to sit and not allowed to go only. Then when he would go, these devotees would be crying, and when the next village he would enter, again they would be crying. So that was like his beauty. So Krishna gives credit to his devotees, makes his devotees do things which even he cannot do, or he makes everyone feel that they are more glorious than me. So that is the real beauty of Krishna's character. And so Akrura in his prayers glorifies Krishna and he says, Yadarchitam Brahma Bhavadibhi Surai Shriyacha Devya Munyacha Satvatai Gocharayanano Charishcharadvane Yat Gopikanam Kuchakumkumangitam. The demigods and Lakshmi are praying for to Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet is so powerful that it is being aspired for and prayed for and being worshipped by the 33 crore demigods and Lakshmi. Right? So, that is how status symbol is defined. What is status symbol? The most powerful are wearing a certain brand or want to be associated with something. That is considered most powerful. So the most powerful in the whole universe want to be associated with the lotus feet of Krishna. Yadarchitam Brahma Bhavadibhi Surai Shriyacha Devya and Munyacha Satvate. But where that lotus feet are going? Gocharayanano Charishcharadvani. They are going behind the calves of Braj. And that is Krishna's beauty. That in Braj, Krishna gives power to the most powerless. He makes Brindadevi, Tulasi, the goddess. He makes the cows and the calves the most worshipable. And therefore he gives credit to the other devotees in Sri Vrindavan Dham and he becomes controlled by them. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila, this quality of Krishna is described in a series of couple of verses when Mahaprabhu is glorifying Rupa Goswami. That when Mahaprabhu declares Rupa Goswami has understood my heart, Ishvara Swabhava Bhaktir Naloy Aparad Alpa Seva Bahu Mane Atma Paryant Prasad. So it is said the core quality, as they say, the core DNA of Krishna. What is his quality? Ishvara Swabhava. The characteristic feature of Ishwar, Krishna, which separates him from the 33 crore demigods is Bhaktir na loy aparad. Alpa seva bahumane atma paryant prasad. So then immediately in the next verse he quotes Vrityasya Pashyati Gurun Api Naparadhan Sevam Managapi Kritam Bahudam Vipaiti Avish Karoti Pishuneshu Api Nabhya Suyan Shilena Nirmalamati Purushottamoyam. So in this verse, the purpose of Krishna conscious society and purpose of ISKCON is defined. Why ISKCON has been created? ISKCON has been created to create Purushottams, the best amongst human beings. When they say Rolls Royce is the best amongst cars, you know, amongst different things, they're best available in the market. So, who is the best amongst human beings? Purusha Uttam. Who's the Uttam amongst Purusha? How do you recognize? How is the Uttam Purush defined? How do you understand that this is a human being of the highest quality? 24 carat human character. There are three symptoms. There is only one characteristic of which there are three symptoms. What is that characteristic? Nirmala Mati. Purushottam is one who is Nirmala Mati, whose purity personified.
purity. One who has pure consciousness is the highest in human society. Now the question arises, because each one will claim, I am pure. I always knew I was pure. But how do you define what is purity? There are three symptoms. What is the first? Vrityasya pashyati gurun api naparadhan. The first quality is that when someone commits a mistake, one is willing to forgive. So forgiveness. Forgiveness is the first symptom of purity. Vrityasya pashyati gurun api naparadhan. Second, sevam managapi kritam bahudabhyupaiti. Someone does little bit, someone serves. One thinks, oh, how much he has done for me. Gratitude. So the second symptom of purity is gratitude. What is Krishna going to achieve by any of our offerings? We are offering few kilos of chandan. You know, is it of some significant value, the chandan we are offering? All the chandan trees belong to him. But Krishna feels, oh, he has offered me chandan. Krishna really feels like that. Grateful. Manag api kritam. Manag api means bahut kam. Tuch. Bahudha bhyupaiti. Oh, how much he is serving me. So first is forgiveness, second is gratitude, third, avishkaroti pishuneshu api na abhyasuyan. Pishuneshu api na abhyasuyan. Even if one attacks Krishna, if someone attacks him, he can crush him to powder. But no, he tolerates. He is tolerant. He does not retaliate. He tolerates that offense. Avishkaroti pishuneshu api nabhyasuyan, which is tolerance. So the willingness to tolerate offenses committed, deliberate attacks done. So a combination of forgiveness, gratitude and tolerance is what is known as Shilena Nirmalamati. This is known as a character which is pure. A person with pure character has to have forgiveness, has to have gratitude, has to have tolerance. These are deal breakers. You cannot say, no, I am a gentleman with a difference. I am different type of pure. Such a person only is called Purushottamoya, the supreme person. And therefore, Krishna has this quality, and this quality is what is being glorified by all the devotees in their prayers. Kamva dayalum sharanam brajema. That is what enchanted the speaker of Bhagavatam to switch loyalties from Brahmavadis to devotional service. And therefore, padbhyam bhakti hridistabhyam mandabhyam lokabandite angam yasya samakarmya bhagavan api tatstam yatu dhani api sa swarga mavapajarnim gati krishna bhuktastana kshira kimu bhavun matra. How can Krishna deliver someone who came with poison in the position of mother? So therefore, nama, rupa, guna and fourth is leela. And you know, the pastimes of the Lord are always matter of meditation for the devotees. And so Brahmaji in his prayer says, prapancham nishprapanchopi vidambayasi bhutale prapanna janata ananda. Krishna appears
to give ananda to whom prapanna, to those who are surrendered. Sandoham pratitum. Sandoham literally is like flavors. Because sometimes only vanilla does not satisfy. So you need multiple flavors. In that purport it is said, just like ice cream comes in many flavors, so Krishna also performs pastimes in multiple flavors, so that we get attracted to those different pastimes. And therefore, Arjuna in his prayers in the first canto, he says that actually I am unable to forget those reciprocations which Krishna had with me, and I am remembering all those pastimes. So this is, you know, basically the idea of praying. And one beautiful point I would like to share is that in order to maintain a life of prayer, we need determination. Because when you hear the lecture on prayer, you feel, okay, aaj to bas prayer hi karna hai. But that should remain tomorrow also. So therefore, if you see Dhruva Maharaj's life, when he left home, just like many of us have left home, he was unsure of what he was looking for. He was not sure whom he would meet and what would happen. He could have given up. So his initial motivation was also material. So like our initial motivation was, you know, I don't think anybody joined ISKCON thinking, no dhanam na janam na sundariyam, initially searching for connecting with devotees. We didn't even know what to aspire for. So there are three things which Dhruva had in his favor, and I think we also have in our favor. The first thing is he was guided to look in the right place by Suniti. So we also found someone to guide us to look in the right place. We have come in the association. Second, Dhruva was willing to take a risk. And similarly, we are also taking that risk. And thirdly, he was willing to go through some discomfort. So Chaitanya Mangal describes that when Dhruva Maharaj was performing his austerity, demigods were coming and shouting in his ears, your father is dead, your mother is dead, see there is a snake coming, abandon your austerity, go back. So the demigods, you know, keep saying like this, and Prabhupada mentions in that purport, sometimes when a devotee does very excellent devotional service, demigods try to test him by bewildering him, and sometimes they are successful in making a devotee distracted and fall down. But we should not think that my problem is because of demigods. Ours must be a case of pure distraction. So Dhruva Maharaj, what was his response? And this response, I think, is very important for us to note. The first thing which Dhruva Maharaj did was he pushed back. We have to push back the barriers of our comfort zone in the practice of our bhajan. We get used to a certain comfort zone, and we have to push back the barriers of that comfort zone. Second, we have to embrace uncertainty. Because sometimes we become afraid of any uncertainty and we feel everything should be defined and clear. Thirdly, we should be voluntarily accepting highly precarious situations in pursuit of a cherished purpose. Accepting precarious situation means that willing to move the status quo. That means Dhruva's greatest qualification was his willingness to embrace uncertainty and precarious condition. Don't become so touchy about change. And therefore, the difference between brahmachari life and grihastha life is that the grihastha life has 100 times more changes to adjust to. One has to go through marriage and then children and the growing up of children, and it's a constant battling with change. And as opposed to that, the renounced order does not have too many changes. Right? Maybe your locker may change, or some seva may change. So considering the changes which happen in grihastha ashram, the changes which happen in the brahmachari situation, or you may be moved from a fan zone to non-fan zone, your rope line may change. So in that sense, the amount of changes are not so much. So therefore, this is a very important principle to appreciate, that the uncertainty and embracing the uncertainty is important, because the uncertainty inspires a very important principle needed for bhakti. Uncertainty is the switch which switches on dependence on Krishna. There is a whole generator, or there is a whole electrical room. High voltage electricity is available, but switch is off. So you say bhakti is powerful. Bhakti is powerful process. बहुत पावर है, लेकिन वो पावर को अनुभव करने के लिए क्या लगता है? स्विच ऑन करना पड़ता है. इज इट नॉट? वी हैव राजेश आल्सो सिटिंग हियर टेकिंग नोट्स इन अ पीसफुल मोड. सो हाउ विल द स्विच बी ऑन? द स्विच विल नॉट बी पुट ऑन. If you think, I am doing great, my dear Lord, you are also doing great, keep playing flute, allow me to sleep. You be happy, I be happy. The switch will not be on. Karma may happen, jnana may happen, bhakti will not start. So only when one goes through uncertainty and goes through precarious condition, and to just say, I am feeling so helpless. Gulab jamun. So that is, Krishna knows ye to drama kar raha hai. But when he pulls the rug from under your feet, and then you know ki dharti khisak gayi. Each one knows, because each one has gone through that. And when you go through that, you realize I have no other go apart from crying out helplessly and depending. When you start depending on the Lord like that, then he says, "Ah, beta, here, chalo ye switch kara." Then only the switch is switched on. That is where you start experiencing what is the real game of God. Therefore, token religious faith is okay, but life becomes dynamically exciting when we experience the mystery and the wonder of Krishna's intervention. So, I think this is a very important principle, and Shripad Ramanujacharya, I would like to end with that, gave several instructions to his devotees at the time of his departure, and this is a very important list which we can try to adopt in our life.
These are the final instructions of Ramanujacharya, 11 instructions which he gave. First he said, worship all Vaishnavas as you worship your Guru. Second, have faith in the previous Acharyas. Third, never be controlled by the senses. Fourth, never be satisfied by worldly knowledge. Fifth, he says, study scriptures that describe the glories of Krishna. Sixth, he says, transcendental knowledge can overcome the pushing of the mind and the senses. Only transcendental knowledge can overcome that pushing. Seventh, be indifferent to the prompting of the mind. Very nicely put. Be indifferent to the prompting of the mind. Eight, always relish the chanting of the holy name and the qualities of the Lord. Nine, the best way to serve the Lord is to render service to the devotees, to his devotees, to the Vaishnavas. Tenth, never associate with Vaishnavas for material gain. Do not connect with devotees for material gain. And 11th, always endeavor for purity. So very interesting, you know, list of important instructions which we can try to, you know, adopt. And then Prabhupada mentions 8 points on expertise, because many times we may think, what should I do, what should I not do? Prabhupada says, first point, expert means whatever he is doing, he must do it very nicely. That is all. Expert means whatever he is doing, do it very nicely. That is all. Second, do it as per your best knowledge. Third, do that same activity as per your best capacity. Fourth, do that same activity not haphazardly. Fifth, do not imitate someone else. Sixth, just try to do that which is easily performed by you. No need for gymnastics. What is easily performed by you? Seventh, don't accept anything heavy task, because Krishna does not want that you have to do this heavy task. If something is very difficult for you, Prabhupada is saying. Eighth, whatever you know, you just apply it, dovetail it in Krishna consciousness. Very simple, succinct, straightforward. 8 points on becoming expert. Bottom line, whatever you know, do it nicely. That's all. Not haphazard. So therefore, Prabhupada has made the whole process of Krishna consciousness very simple. We just have to apply it properly. And today, on the occasion of Akshaya Tritiya, we should pray that our practice of Krishna consciousness improves. Akshay means that which does not decrease. Any effort and prayer made on this day grows. So it is a day of contemplation and prayer and renewing our determination in the practice of Krishna consciousness. Thank you all very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Tai Gaur Premanande.